Okay.
This way he can listen while we set up Google Plus.
Okay.
We know there's a Yeshiva Google Plus already.
He has.
Oh, we do?
I set up a Google Plus.
Okay. We're starting with Chaf Aleph and Beis. Tana Rabbanan, Ner Chanukah, Mitzvah LaHanicha. A volunteer to read? Someone want to... Thank you, Dr. J. No, I'm sorry. Ner Chanukah, Mitzvah LaHanicha, Al Pesach Beiso. It is. There's no two dots, but it's about 20 some odd lines below where you started. Okay? Nice and loud so everyone can hear you. Again, we're on 21B.
It's the last 10 narrow lines.
Okay? 10 lines up before the lines get wide. Before the lines get wide. Good. So, what does that mean?
The Hanukkah there, the mitzvah is to place it at the door of one's house.
Good. That's the primary formulation of the mitzvah.
Outside.
To put the menorah outside. Now again, living in Chutz Laaretz, Bizman is that we don't see this regularly, but this is once upon a time the way the mitzvah was intended to be performed. Keep going.
In Hayadar Ba'aliyah, Menha Ba'halon HaSemucha L'Rashut HaRabim.
So what does that mean?
He lives in an attic.
Good. The person lived on a second story, okay. Residence. Where would he put his menorah? He
places it at the window.
Good.
So that's closest, that's close to the...
So that next best thing?
Visible
from right.
The
next best thing. If you live on the ground floor, where should you put your menorah? Put your menorah outside your front door or outside the opening to your chatzer. That's how you can get pure simonis for the most passers-by. But let's say you don't live on a first floor. You can't stick it outside. It's not connected to your apartment above. So you would put it in your window. So you see, even what we have with Manazah, the idea of putting it in the window, has antecedents in the Talmud. Okay, let's keep going. What does that mean? So you have three levels. First level is you put the menorah in best case scenario outside the opening to your home or to your chatzar, and everyone sees it. If you live on a second story or higher, where does it go? It goes in the window. And let's say it's quote unquote shasa sakana. What does that mean?
Time of danger.
Time of danger. We have to see exactly what this means. We'll take a look at Rashi in a minute. But if it's a time of danger, where do you put your menorah?
On your table.
On your table. What's the implication? On your table, but not in your window. Some other place in your house, not for the public, but for your enjoyment, so to speak, inside. All right. Let's take a look at Rashi. What's the sakana of which we're speaking here? Is everyone clear, Yonah?
Pesach Scribner. 1, Pesach the Hatzer 2, apart if you
I'm
have
sorry, say again. I'm sorry.
First, you put, if possible, you put your menorah in
Pesach, the right, Pesach Beis.
Yeah.
Mibachutz. Yeah.
Then, next case is you put it in the window.
Good.
Third case is, in the time of Sakana, you hype it in the closet.
Well, not saying you call me. Someplace inside. Okay, we're good now.
I don't remember the password.
So now what?
Oh, we'll take care of it afterwards.
Well, how about the other guys try this guy then?
Did you have any
okay. Oh, what does that mean? Where's Zach Sassoon? Where's Muji? Okay. Rashi.
Live.
Dr. J?
Yeah.
You got it? Go ahead. Good. Mibachutz. Start with that. Mibachutz. Does anyone see Rashi? Can you show my friend where the Rashi is?
It's opposite the two dots that are about the 10th, 15th narrow line.
Maybe follow along, okay?
Which
Mibachutz, Rashi Mibachutz. Why you put a Mibachutz? Right, so just it's a practical matter. Their homes would open up into a common chatzar, so you'd put it at the opening to the chatzar. So you put it at the opening to the chatzar. Okay? You see this sometimes when you walk in certain neighborhoods in Eretz Yisrael, you see people have front yards, and then they have some type of retaining wall in front of their home. They have a box that's built into the wall. Anyone ever see that? Or a gate, some type of gate, and then right next to the gate, there's a box built in there. That's for the menorah. Right? That's the way it once was. That's the way it is over here. All right. Next. Vayadar ba'aliyah.
Right. There's no place for him to put it. He has nothing in the chatzer, in the courtyard, to place it there.
It's not nicker that I'm being mafarsim anything if I put it down on the ground floor and I live two stories up. Where's my personal connection to that candle? She'ein lo makom b'chatzar aliyah Hashem. Right? He says there's no place. I don't know if that means there's no place physically. It just means that that's not really his. The chatzar, I mean, he has the right to use it, but it doesn't show any connection to him. Right. That, exactly. I think that's really what Rashi means. Now this is, yeah. Right, you put it on the windowsill.
Inside.
Right.
At the window that
opens
out to the
public thoroughfare. So that's what people do today, right? As we'll see in a minute. It's likely the case that really candles don't need to be lit in the window, but since we can, why not? Because you get this added benefit of being mefarsim the mitzvah, mefarsim the nes, to the rishus harabim. So if you're going to light in the window and you have a choice, which window should you light it in? The window that has the most exposure to the rishus harabim. Now, it doesn't always have to be the window on the front side of your house. It could be the window on the side or the back. Depends upon which window has the greatest exposure. If you haven't thought of it until now, you're not going to remember it. So just move on. All right? Go ahead. Next Rashi. Now, what's a sakana? So again, Talmud says that during the time of sakana, one lights the menorah inside and doesn't worry about the window and doesn't worry about the chatzar, and that's it. So what's the sakana of which we're speaking here? Good. So what is this? What does Rashi say?
The Zoroastrians.
It could be.
That was the state religion of Iran.
It's just the Persians.
And Iran ruled Babel most of the time until the Arab conquest.
That's the Parsiim? I mean, the Persians, talking about.
Parsiim, yeah.
Yeah. So they were involved in...
Yeah, that was their religion.
Okay.
They were fire worshippers. You could only kindle a fire if you got the flame
from them?
Their temple. Uh-huh. Their holy fire.
Interesting. So Rashi is saying that was a sakana. Basically, the Gentile church, if you will, passed some type of mandate that on the days of their holidays, which I guess in some way coincided with Hanukkah, you were not allowed to light any public lights. The only public lights that were allowed to be kindled during that time were those in the base of Avodah Zarah. Therefore, if you did this, it would apparently be dangerous. It would be threat of bodily harm. What's that?
Because they voted Zara, because of the police. I'm not sure.
The police? No, they would exact punishment, I guess, if you do this.
Oh, so it's a funny example.
It's similar to... It's not some example. Apparently, that's the way it was.
Okay, it's just confusing with... is Rashi saying the sakana is because of the police, not because...
What do you mean by police?
Because of the government. That is why...
No, I guess physically, I guess, the they would...
The religion of the state.
It's like you have coming up famous notion of Nittelnacht, right? Nittelnacht.
Nittel means bittel, right?
Doesn't mean bittel, but that's the way people say bittel. They call it Bittelnacht. Nittelnacht is the eve of December 25th. So it's a long-standing practice in some European communities. They don't learn Torah on Nittelnacht. Right, so that's a whole interesting study. If you're really interested, you could hear a fascinating lecture. You could actually see it. There was a video. I think it's Torah Anytime. Torah Anytime, or Torah in Motion. I think Torah in Motion has Professor Mark Shapiro giving a lecture on the evolution of Mittelnacht. And you think you might like it. But basically, the origins of Mittelnacht were, historically, that it was dangerous for Jews to be out on the streets on that night. There would be pogroms.
Even they, more dangerous in their spring holiday.
Oh, even more dangerous
at
the Arab
Spring. Christian spring holiday.
Isn't that called Hal Easter?
I don't know, but
because the priests would preach that the Jews killed our.
Oh, Yashka, yeah.
And so they come out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The Jews are here.
No, there was definitely some connection to that.
I heard this from my parents.
That so as a result, Jews would stay home. Because they used to go learn in the yeshivas, they wouldn't. But it was never necessarily the intent of those that began this practice, the people shouldn't learn, period. Right? It's just that they shouldn't go to learn the base management. They should learn at home. Others say no, that there's a
lot. Because of philosophical
yeah.
rejection of it.
Right.
So
others
go play poker and
exactly.
Games,
that's
and
it. Others, yes.
It's kind of a funny
yeah,
thing.
Others want to say it's that. It's just to show this the whole night is nothing, and we're not going to give it any sanctity, we're not going to give it any chashivas.
Yeah.
So we go and play Kvitlach, or we go to Atlantic City. You go to Atlantic City this year, and you'll see it's full of chassidim.
Really?
Not a joke. Yeah, it's a very
really?
Popular time to go to Atlantic City because they say we're not it's Mittelnacht. Not a joke. I mean, we think it's like a joke. Mittelnacht. Ha ha ha. Mittelnacht. They take it very seriously. So anyway, that's a similar thing to what Rashi is describing over here. It would be dangerous for them to go light candles out on the street at a time when the Gentiles are saying you can't. No one's allowed to light candles unless it's in the house of Olders Zara. All right, that's Rashi. Now let's turn for those that have the traditional Gemaras. Let's turn to the Baal Hama'ar for a moment. I'm sorry. No. Give me one second. I'll tell you exactly where it is. Actually, more than I was given. We have a souped-up Gemara over here.
It's got rims.
Let's see.
Someone stole.
Just a little bit more in the Gemara.
Amar Rav, Sarir, Rehne Aheret, Lishtamesh Lehora.
Good. That's what I want to see.
No.
So, what does that mean?
No. One must have yet another light there in order to use its light.
What do we call that?
Shamash.
That's what we call the Shamash. Right, you need some additional light, additional candle, for what purpose? So that no one should say,
get enough.
No.
That the light, that the candles that we lit for our own purpose. All right, now that having been said, now take a look at the Baal Hama'ar, please.
Where do we find it?
That's on the pages of the Ram, Dapi Arif. See where it says the Ma'ar Katan.
Which page
in the Mutulish Tamish Laura Tashmish Mitzvah?
We said it wrong.
Page of the Rib. In this edition, it's Daf Tes Amud Aleph in the Daf Beis Rif. You'll see it's in the middle of that paragraph above the Milchamos. See over here, it's set up a little bit. Daf Beis Rif. Daf Tes Amud Aleph in Daf Beis Rif. It's in the middle of that paragraph. It starts out U'mutal Ishtamish Lora Tashma Shal Mitzvah. The Rif is what looks like Talmud pages.
Commentary on the Ram.
The other way around. Rabbeinu Nissim is commentary on the Rim. But the pages that say Rabbeinu Nissim are the pages of the Rim.
Good.
Tes Amud Aleph. Now you see the middle of that. You see the Ma'or HaKatan? You see Ma'or HaKatan? That's the Baal Ma'or.
Yes.
Okay,
no.
So.
Yeah.
The paragraph that starts Lamanda Amr Asul Ishtamesh.
The only paragraph, yeah.
The only paragraph. So about two or three lines before the end of that paragraph, it says, "Umutta l'shtamish l'ora." Shlomo, you see it? You have a traditional Gemara?
First word on the line.
You have a traditional Gemara. You saying no? You don't have a Gemara with a riff. Oh, okay, so you'll Torah Shabbat Peh. Okay.
That's what Hanukkah is all about.
That's right. Yom Tov Torah Shabbat Peh. See it? Good. Umutu L'shtamash Lora. Again, it's about two or three lines before the conclusion of this paragraph, the Ma'or HaKatan. Do you have it, Jonas? Okay, good. Nice and loud, Dr. J.
Umutu L'shtamash Lora Hashmish Mitzvah. ולעולם צריך שתהנה אחרת אימו בבית קבוע.
בבית קבוע לכל תשמישה. So when you light your menorah in your house, it's true that you're allowed to lishtamish l'or for tashmish shel mitzvah. Valmar says you could use the light of the menorah for a mitzvah, some other mitzvah purpose. But you also need this additional candle, what we call the shamish, for what purpose?
The kol tashmish.
Keep reading. Right, the kol tashmish of kiderava. What do you mean kiderava? Oh, so he says fighter. Good. So what is the Balam R saying about Rava's requirement to have this additional candle? What's its purpose? Read that last line again, that's important. The Afilu Manda Omar. Even according to the right, even according to the sheet that says you could use the candle for any purpose, not limited to the use of a mitzvah, but you could use this for any purpose. Okay.
So that the still Rava says that canologist agrees that one needs an additional candle.
You need an additional candle for what purpose?
So that the passersby will not look at it and they will not see it and they will not say that he put on the lights, he kindled the lights for his own use.
That's right. That's right. Okay, good. What do you mean? It's not proof. He's saying, the Balmor is saying that even according to the sheet that it holds, that you could use the candles for some other purpose, Rav is still going to require additional candle. Why? So that it should be nikkur, it should be mukhaf, that the candles were lit for Hanukkah, and not lit for the express purpose of whatever else you might be using them for. Okay, let's put that aside for a moment, and let's take a look at the Rashba. Someone's going to read the Rashba for us?
That's on the same page?
No, the Rashba's in a separate volume. Maybe Avi Hirschman will do us
the honor of
reading the Rashba. Shall we have a Rashba over there? Kind of base management over there.
You got wheels in the back, you got...
Yeah. Okay, it's this Rashba. It's this paragraph. Start with the Lashon that says V'rava Nami. V'rava Rashba. Bal Hamar? Bal Hamar?
That's the Bal Hamar?
Yeah.
The same guy? I mean, the same rabbi?
Yeah, his name is Rav Zrachia Halevi. He wrote a commentary called the Ma'or HaKatan, so he's called the Baal Hamar.
Oh, okay, cool. So now he says that it has to be...
V'rava nami dehu basra, hachis rilei, kidemuchak v'samach de'amar v'tzarech ne'acharas.
Unless you show me the wrong...
V'shtamish la'ora. Harez... Okay.
Me?
Unless I showed you wrong.
Okay. The Rabba Nami, to have a Basra.
So tell one of you, you're reading the Rashba, where the Rashba, a little bit earlier, right?
It's page Sarihe.
Yeah, in this edition, page Sarihe. Right, but it's on the earlier point of Kavsa Ein Zakukla, all right?
Yeah.
So what does he say about this point?
He
says the halacha is like the halacha is in line with the shita that says asur l'shtamish l'ora. We know that it's in fact the case they're not allowed to use the Hanukkah candles for what you want. You can't come down, sit next to your menorah, and use it for your own purposes. That's asur l'shtamish l'ora. Okay. The Rava
Nami de Hu Basra.
So if you hold that it's asur l'shtamish l'ora, what do you need the other candle for? Keep going.
Hachisvirle de kidemucha besamach besamach de amar vitzarech nerachheres lehishtamish l'ora.
All right, so you see that you need that candle to use, because since you're not allowed to use the other candles, if you want to make use of the light that's being produced there, you can only do that if you're adding an additional candle. Verhav zrach yazal kalsav, that's the Baal HaMa'ar.
Ki kevan de hahi
kasav?
Kasav, yeah, of course.
It's abbreviated, right?
Yeah.
Kasav.
Kasav. Dehahi afilu manda amar, mutter lehishtamish la'ora. Modeba de I leka nerachheres haroa omer letarcho hu de adlaka.
Right, so he's saying, the Baal HaMa'ar says that this idea of lighting an additional candle even is required if you hold what? Even if you hold that you're allowed to use the, you're allowed to use the candles. The Rashba was saying, listen, the reason why you need the additional candles is because we hold it's also Shtam Shlor, you can't use those candles, and therefore I need the additional candle to enable me to do whatever I need to do in the vicinity of the light, because I can't use the regular candle.
He's saying even people who do feel that Mutter
Shtam Shlor. Now he's pointing to the Baal HaMa'ar. The Baal HaMa'ar said, no, even the one that hold you can use the light, you still need that additional candle. Why? To make it clear that I didn't light those candles for purpose A. Instead, I let them...
But how is the Shamash going to differentiate that? Some random guy who doesn't know the first thing about Hanukkah, right? He's walking through the street.
Right.
And says, sees lights. He's just going to assume the lights are for the person's personal use. It's not... The Shamash isn't going to affect it.
Okay. So let's hear him out.
Ve'eno mechuvar be'enai.
So he says, that's not so clear to me. It doesn't really make so much sense. Not mechuvar. It's not clear.
Be'enai klum. Deha vadai manda amar mutter lehishtamish la'ora kol tashmish ka'amar.
Kol tashmish ka'amar. The one who says you could use it says you could do whatever you want. Again, practically, as a halach l'maisa, we don't rule that way. We say that you can't use it. The one that says you could use it for whatever you want, right? The one that says you can use it for whatever you want means kol tashmish, anything. So therefore, if that's the case, then who cares what other people are going to think?
Right.
If I'm allowed to use it for other things, the Rashba says, what am I worried about?
Because then it's not fulfilling its
purpose. Well, let's hear his question before you.
Sorry.
The answer's question. No, you're just saying. Let's hear the question.
Va'amai nichosh le nechnasin v'yotzin.
Right. What you always saying?
No.
What do I care that the person coming in and coming out is going to say, oh, he lit it for his own purpose? I'm allowed to use it for my own purpose.
The ode.
Everyone understand that? Again, the Talmud says this is the way you light. You light on the opening to Yerusha Sarabim in the best case scenario. If you live upstairs, you light in the window. If it's a dangerous time, you light on the table. And, by the way, you need an additional candle. Why do you need an additional candle? So the Baal HaMa'ar says, you need an additional candle even if you hold that it's permissible to use the lights of the menorah. Why? Because people will look at what you've lit and they'll say, oh, you lit it for your own purpose. Now, the Rashba's asking on that, and the Rashba's saying, I don't understand. If one will maintain that he's allowed to use the menorah for his own purpose, then who cares what someone's going to walk by and say? So what are they going to say? Oh, he lit that candle in for his own use? Yeah, but he's allowed to use it. That's Rashba's question. Yeah, you want to say something? Sorry, Michael.
Oh, but does that, what is that
point? Michael's saying, well, we're generally accustomed to think of the Shamash as serving as the lighter candle for all the other candles. Neither the Rashba nor the Baal HaMor is mentioning that's the role of the Shamash. Mm-hmm. Somehow it's there to tell you something about the rest of the candles. Mm-hmm. But there is an idea to what you're saying also. All right? Keep going.
Va'od. Nirali de al korcha.
Good.
Rava asr lehishtamish la'ora islay.
So he holds really, if you ask me, says the Rashba, I'm pretty confident that Rava holds you're not allowed to use the candles.
Damrin on the Kaman, Amar Rava, Pshitali, Ner Beso, the Ner Chanukah, Ner Beso.
Ner Beso Adif.
Adif.
Right, now let's say a person can only afford Shabbos candle or Chanukah candle. It's Friday, Shabbos. Tomorrow, Friday and Chanukah coincide. Chanukah coincide. He can only afford either Chanukah candles or Shabbos candles. Which one are you going to buy? So the Gemara quotes that Rava says what? Near Beso Adif, the Shabbos candle. Why?
Because it's Shalom Bayis. Shalom Bayis.
Shalom Bayis. Since Near Shabbos is for the purpose of Shalom Bayis in part, and now you're going to have to choose one mitzvah or the other, Rava said you're going to choose the mitzvah of Near Shabbos, called Near Beso, because its whole purpose is to illuminate the home and to provide a tranquil environment in which one can enjoy the Shabbos. That's going to trump the rabbinic mitzvah of Ner Chanukah.
Seems as they're polar opposites. One's more of an intrinsic, the Ner of Shabbos is intrinsic. It's for yourself, whereas Chanukah is more of an exterior where you're trying to show other people the piercing.
Okay, good point.
Just on side note.
Yeah, that's nice. V'im.
V'im ita demutter lehishtamish lo'ora.
And if Rava really held that you could use the light, what should he have said?
Osiner echad ve'olelo l'kan l'kan
l'kan. Let him light one candle and you'll have everything. You'll get Chanukah and you'll get Shalom Bayis also. But you can't do that because you can't use the Chanukah candle. That's right. The implication. See, Shabbos candles are different than Chanukah candles. Shabbos candles, like Avi said, they're poetically.
Big.
What's that?
They're bigger.
They're big. Oh, that's just it's a practical thing. They don't have to be bigger. Chanukah candles can be, if you're using oil, it can have a lot more oil than you can have, right? I don't know how long a standard Shabbos candle
like 20 minutes.
Less. No, a Shabbos candle?
Oh, I think so. Chanukah candle.
The Chanukah candles, they have to last at least a half an hour, those little guys. But I'm saying even the oil candles, so they have different amounts of time they can last, right? Depends on how much oil you put in, how big the glass is, and so on. But those could last much longer than a Shabbos candle.
Yeah, like those, the Yisker candles can last like a day.
Right, Yisker candle can last a day, but I'm saying even those candles you're traditionally lighting for Shabbos or for Chanukah, it's not necessarily the case that a Shabbos candle is going to burn longer. That's just a function of how much fuel you put in. But the role of the candle is what's different. Right? The Shabbos candle is there to provide benefit. Chanukah is not
really inherently different. The Shabbos candle can't be used for a Chanukah.
Well, that's the point. So if you tell me that I have to choose one over the other, that must mean I choose Shabbos. That must mean that the Chanukah candle cannot also serve as a Shabbos candle. It can't serve the purpose of giving me light. So that's the Rashba saying, you see, Rava doesn't hold that it's mutl shtamish l'orah. Rava really holds usl shtamish l'orah. Otherwise, you wouldn't have to choose one over the other.
So this is the Rashba's view on Rava, which is contradicting the Baal HaMor.
That's right. He's arguing the Baal HaMor on two fronts. On the first Likuda, he's saying, if you really hold mutl shtamish l'orah, then you hold it's mutl shtamish l'orah for all purposes, and there's no reason that you would need this additional candle to show people that you lit it for Chanukah. What are they going to say? Oh, you lit that for your own purpose? Yeah, but if you hold mutl shtamish l'orah, you're allowed to use it for your own purpose. Right? You're allowed to use it for your own. That's question number one. Question number two, you with me? Question number two is what? That you're saying Rava holds that it's mutl shtamish l'orah. He says, I'll show you that's not true. Rava holds usl shtamish l'orah. Those are two questions.
Did he get to the question about the extra candle?
The first question was about the extra candle. First question was, if you're going to tell me that it's mutl shtamish l'orah, then there's really no reason for this candle.
Yeah.
In his estimation. Yeah. We're going to have to try to explain that machlokas. Go ahead, Avram.
Sure. Where did I leave off? All right. No, that's not where I left off.
V'im isa de mutl shtamish l'orah. I'm sorry. Oh, nearly the Alkach Rava also stands for Isli, the Amina Kaman, Amar Rava, Pshitli, Ner Beso, Ner Kanaka, Ner Beso, Adif, Shem Shalom Beso. From Isa, the Mutal Shamish Laura, Osin Ner Echa, Olo Kan. Umenicha al shulchano.
Okay, fine.
Vidayo. Kederach. Tagging whenever you're ready. Bishas. Kederach she'omru.
Kederach she'omru b'shah hasakana.
Shasakana. Good. Menicha al shulchano.
Menicha al shulchano.
Vidayo. That Vidayo. That's the quote. In other words, we'll do what the Gemara says. You'll take the candle, you put it on your table, and Shalma Yisrael. You have a Chanukah candle, you have a Shabbos candle, and everything will be fine and well.
Umina nami.
Umina nami mashma.
Mashma de usar lehishtamish laora kol tashmish. Kol tashmish. Vafilu tashmish de mitzvah. Kigon suda Shabbos, u kriyat the Torah.
Right. So now you say you see even further that you can't. If you hold the Oslo Shtamish Laura, the Chor, it's Oslo Shtamish Laura for anything, not even a mitzvah. Can't use it for any purpose. We'll stop there for a second.
Okay.
All right? So, the Rashba is raising a few questions on the Baal Amar. What would the Baal Amar's response be to this? It sounds like a good taina, right? The fact that Rava chose one over the other sounds like a good argument to say that Rava really held also Shtamish Laura.
Yeah.
So how would the Baal HaMa'or respond to that question?
No, he didn't really hold Asar L'Shtamish Laura. It's just that you need some sort of differentiation between the two neros. Like you can't bundle up mitzvahs. You can't do Ner Chanukah and Ner Shabbos at the same time.
So you choose one.
Right, so you'd have to differentiate. And how he decides Shabbos and Hanukkah is, he says, is Shalom Bayis. But that has nothing to do with the getting Hana from the light or anything like that.
Once again, it has to
say that again? I'm sorry.
What did I say?
I have to differentiate.
Right, so you have to, it's not so much that he chose this because of, because he...
Rava?
Yeah, it's Rava didn't choose
he
it.
He says, Ner Beso.
Right.
Ner Chanukah, Ner Beso, Ner Beso Adif.
What is the last word? Olif?
Adif. It's better.
Right, because he says Shalom Bayis. But it's not necessarily that it has to do because of, you know, he chose that because of Shalom Bayis. It's not that he didn't choose Chanukah because you know, you can't get Hana from the lights. Because if he just, the idea of you have to differentiate
between
the two. No, so
let me say, the Rashba says, why don't you just light one candle and have it serve both purposes?
No, because then you're bundling up mitzvos.
Yes.
Can't do
you're
chavir.
Bundling up mitzvos. So call it whatever you want. That's what he's saying. The Rashba's saying, call it whatever you want. Olo l'kana l'kana. Light a candle. I'll say it's for the purpose of giving light. Now, if it's Shabbos, I'll get light. That's Shalom Bayis. And it'll also be the purpose of being a fraser and an ace. So what are you saying now? The reason why you can't do that is why?
Because you have to differentiate somehow between the Ner Shabbos and the Ner Chanukah.
Well, how do you know that?
Because I'm saying according to the Baal Mor. That's why the Baal Mor. That's how
you
the
want,
Baal Mor is.
I know. I'm asking you to try to explain a little bit better. What you're saying is that the Baal Ma'or can still understand Rava as holding Mutol Shtamish the Ora, and nonetheless not be able to light one candle for the purpose of Ner Chanukah and Ner Shabbos.
Right, because it's not
why?
So much. It's not so much that.
Because what does he require?
Shalom Bayis might be attached to the must be attached to the Shabbos candle. He might also hold that. And if we go,
no, well, the candle you're going to have Shalom Bayis. Look, it's the Shalom Bayis.
Shalom Bayis
just light.
The light.
Yeah.
It's not attached to a particular candle.
Right. As if it's exactly like you see. Technically, if there's light on in the room, you don't really have to light a candle for Shabbos. Forget about Chanukah for a minute. Maybe we spoke about that one time.
Yeah. Say, oh, if there's light in the room, you don't need to light for Shabbos.
I mean, we do that, but technically, the Talmud says that if the room is fully illuminated, there's no real purpose to light candles. We do it, so that's why we try to shut the lights off first, to make sure that there's a need for the lights, so that when you make the blessing, it's not unnecessary.
Yeah.
There are many people that'll shut the lights off in the room first,
yeah.
make the blessing on the candles, light the candles, and put the lights back on.
Oh, because you have the 18 lamps.
Well, right, because it's not yet Shabbos for you. You don't accept Shabbos, practically. Men don't accept Shabbos when they light candles. Women might be more complicated. They might have to have specific intent not to accomplish Shabbos. Because generally, the meaning is that women do accept Shabbos with the act of candle lighting. But men, since they go and they say Kabbalah Shabbos, so for them it's not the default Kabbalah Shabbos, not the acceptance of Shabbos.
Mm-hmm.
All right? But let's get back to this. Just show me from the Baal Mor's Lashon himself. You're right. What you're saying is correct.
I can't think it through.
Yeah, you can.
I'm stuck in my head.
No, but the Balmor himself gives you the reason why he had to say this. The Balmor can still... What Avi's saying is the Balmor can still maintain that Rava holds Mutal Ashtamish La'ora, and that there's another reason why Rava had to say choose one candle over the other. Not because Asa Ashtamish La'ora, but because if you tried to double down on the candles, you would be lacking in what?
That the passerby would not know that...
Yeah, exactly. Ah, okay. This idea that the Roa... That the Roa would say, what? Letzarko adalika. You know, that's his whole shita. His whole shita is that you need that additional candle for what purpose? You need what we call the shamish, just for the Roa not to say Letzarko adalika.
Yeah.
So since you see there's a whole concern, a whole additional candle that's instituted to satisfy...
And then,
sorry. The Roa... Makes sense that for the Bala Ma'ar to say that Rava would not be able to choose two bases for one candle. You cannot say that one candle will serve two purposes because it would not be nicker that it was being lit for Hanukkah. Right? If I have a candle that I'm using and I'm benefiting from the light and I'll say, oh, it's also a Hanukkah candle, so now it's going to be a problem. Because by virtue of the fact that this is a candle that I'm using, it's illuminating my whole room, I'm enjoying the light, that's what? That's like a Shabbos candle. So what's to say it's a Hanukkah candle?
What about the different like lighting times? Because don't you, it needs to stay burning for a certain amount of time?
Right. We need to. That's just, again. That's going to be a practical matter. But on Friday, you light the candles Friday before Shabbos. You don't have to light them pretty much at the same time.
Yeah.
So if you light one candle and you put it on your table, who's going to know that it's for two things? Like, who's going to look at that and know that's a Shabbos? That's a Hanukkah candle. They'll say it's a Shabbos candle.
Yeah.
That's what he'd be worried about. So that's what he said. Okay, if you can do that, then you're gonna have to choose one over the other. And you only have limited funds. You only light one candle. I mean, it sounds like a wild question, but you have to assume that some places and some times in
different
Jewish history, this was a real decision the person had to make. You only have a few pennies. What are they gonna buy? Shabbos candle, Chanukah candle. That's Baruch Hashem for us. It's only theoretical. Okay. What about the Rashba? Why isn't the Rashba satisfied with that? The Rashba says, who cares what the other guy thinks? If you hold Mutal Shtamish La'ora, right? Who cares what the Roa thinks? So what is the Rashba really telling us when he says that?
There's no need for a Shamish, let's say. There's no need for some sort of
difference. If you hold Mutal Shtamish La'ora.
Yeah.
I understand. So
if he says Mutar L'Shtamish La'ora,
then he says,
then the Roa doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's what he says. What's his Lashon again? Yotze v'nechnas. What was his Lashon over there? Amay nechas v'nechnas v'yotzen. The Omer L'tzarchu v'adliko. Who cares?
Right, and that'd be more in line with the Pirsum is for yourself, not
necessarily.
Oh,
slow it down. What are you saying now? No, I'm saying something.
That,
for the Rashba.
So you're going to ask the question, but what about Persum Enisa?
Who's going to ask the question?
I think one would ask the question on the Baal Mor and say, okay, fine, if you're going to say that...
If you say what?
I'm sorry, on the Rashba. If you're going to say that we don't care about the Roa, it doesn't make a difference what the Roa thinks.
Right. If you tell me Mutal Shtamish La'ora, then who cares about the Roa?
Then you're going to say,
so what do you
okay,
say?
What's that?
Okay, good.
Right? So then you say no, because Persum is not necessarily for people outside. It's for the inside. For the people in the house.
All right, I don't know if you have to go that way. What else could you say? What else could you say? That Pearson is what?
Pearson is not dependent on a Roa.
It doesn't make a difference what the Roa's intent is. As long as the Roa sees the Nair, it doesn't make a difference
what he thinks
about the Nair.
Because
insofar as the Nair itself, intrinsic is the idea of Pearson. Right? No, I'm not making sense.
No. What would the Rashba... Would the Rashba agree that there's some deficiency here? Practically. I mean, he says, he's not saying that's not going to happen. He's just saying, who cares? So they'll say that. Okay, big deal. So what do you see from that?
Sorry,
the Rashba's not disputing that that's going to happen. You're not saying that's a crazy thing.
Yeah.
No one's going to say that. You're saying, if you're allowed to use the candle, then who cares what they say? So okay. what is he saying about this?
I don't think I'm catching something.
Wait, so say it again?
Yeah. This is a little bit earlier. V'chod, this is the Ramas V'chod Amrinon. So in the middle of that paragraph, he says, V'chod nami diktani ha-chatich ha-regel man ha-shuk. We said that the mitzvah is until tich ha-regel man ha-shuk. We mentioned this Rashba earlier. You right with me, Avi?
I'm with you.
U'parishna di'ilo adik madlik. Lava meimra di'ilo adik besok shir ze'ina madlik. Da'atnan kol shem mitzvah sevala kasha kol alayla. We know that a mitzvah that's night based, you can continue doing all night. El shel otza mitzvah ketikuna. The leka persume nisa kulehai. What does that mean? That when you don't have the fullest form of piersum, then you haven't done the mitzvah in the best way possible. Umihu, however, ilo adlik madlik. Velo hifsid. You didn't lose out. El kaosa mitzvah shelo ketikna. You didn't do it in the best way possible. So what do you see? What do you see from the Rashba?
There are different levels.
Different levels. So you're right. It will be perhaps lacking.
Well, the Yevid level is
exactly. You know, it's not. You're right. You're not going to be yotzei the mitzvah in the best way possible. But piersim is not necessarily ma'akev the performance of the mitzvah. It sounds strange to say. But right. Apparently that's what the Rashba is saying. He said, why can't you have a Ner Chanukah? It's almost the reverse of what we saw yesterday. Yesterday we saw the Riyaz who wanted to say you could have a Ner Pirsum without a Ner Chanukah. Right? Over here, the Rashba is saying, well, you could have a Ner Chanukah without it being a Ner Shel Pirsum. Yes? Do you remember that?
Yep.
Again, yesterday we saw that very Mechudish Riyaz who says that even in a case where the... It was very mechudish, no?
No, I like to put that in there.
Well, I think it's for the record. I want it to be known that I think it's a mechudish. So again, the Riaz, as cited by the Shulchan Aruch, says that in a case where a Jew finds himself among Gentiles without a house, without a Pesach, and he's being yotzei the mitzvah near Chanukah in his home, wherever that may be, read as he doesn't have any real reason to light a near Chanukah. Nonetheless, since there is no piersum etzlo, no piersum over there, and he has no way to say, or no candle on which to say the Birkas HaRoeh, he must light a candle. So we said, you see from this Riyaz, that there's an idea of Ner Shel Pirsum without it being a Ner Chanukah per se. Again, maybe some of you just dismissed that as being obvious. We said it's not so obvious. Over here, the Rashba seems to almost be saying the opposite. Here, he's saying, yeah, you could have a Ner Chanukah without it really having an element of piersum. Okay, in a Hanami, maybe it's not the best, right? It's not the best Ner Chanukah because it's lacking in the publicizing of the miracle, but it's still called Ner Chanukah. That's probably what the Rashba is saying over here. And since that's the case, so he asks, hold on a second, if you'll hold Bala Ma'ar, that Rava says it's Mutar L'shtamish La'ora, then what? He should have only lit one candle. Let it be Ola L'kan L'kan. Why should he sacrifice one for the other? Because even if you'll tell me it's lacking in what? In Pearsum, because of the Roah, I'll say to you, who cares? It's not the end of the world. But now, since you'll tell me, and you'll be Yotzei Mitzvah Ner Chanukah. You'll be Yotzei Mitzvah Ner Chanukah, just be lacking in the super added component of Pearsum, or secondary component of Pearsum.
It seems to be a common theme that they're two distinctly separate mitzvahs.
Well, I mean, it's not for no reason that I'm doing these different pieces. I'm just not about doing mitzvahs. I'm just saying two components.
And therefore, Rashba says that you have your Ner Chanukah, albeit at a lesser level.
That's right.
And it still creates Shalom Bayis.
That's right.
And consequently,
if you hold Mutar L'shtamish L'Shtamish L'Ora.
Yeah. And consequently, see, this is a proof Rava is really Usher.
That's right. That's why he has to say to, he's showing the Baal Ma'or, no, it's not right what you're saying.
And now, how does the Baal Ma'or respond back to Rashba?
How does he prove that it's not l'shtamish, it's also l'shtamish l'ora?
Because now Rashba says that you fulfilled your Hanukkah candle, you just did it at a lesser level because you did the Hanukkah, it's just lacking in piersum.
Right.
But
right.
You fulfill a Hanukkah candle.
Right.
And now it's creating Shalom Bayis. Everyone sees it's creating Shalom Bayis.
So well, it's then not everyone sees it. So it's practically, there's light.
Yeah, practically it's creating light. So
and it's mutar l'shtamish l'ora. So it's mutar l'shtamish l'ora. You have the light. And now you have the Ner Chanukah. Ah, you'll tell me it's not Nikar. I'll tell you. Who cares? It's still Ner Hanukkah. It's not the best, but it's still Ner Hanukkah. Yep. What are you supposed to do? You only have money for one candle.
So buy the Ner Hanukkah. See, therefore.
Well, buy one candle. Not buy anything. Yeah. Just buy one candle. Yeah. Ah, you told me you have to choose? It must be Rava. You hold. What's the Baal Mor's take on that?
Exciting.
No, so what you tell me? What's the Baal Mor's position? He says, no, that's not a kasha on me. Baal Mor says, that's not a kasha on me. I'll still tell you that Rava holds what? Mutl Shtamish Lohra. But why can't he only light one?
Because apparently...
Because he holds that you need this hecker. Right, you need to have this hecker. If you don't have a hecker, then you have a problem. That the hecker, that we'll call it the piercing component, is ma'akev. It's not super added. It's my fault. It's not super added. It's inherent. It's integral. You can't divorce the two. If the candle's lacking piercing, it's not a Ner Hanukkah. Right?
Yep.
What's the matter?
I was going to say, well, that's a big kiddush.
That's the kiddush? That's not the kiddush. Kiddush is the other way.
Yeah. No, it's pretty obvious.
Okay, I think we'll have to stop here. So let me wish everyone a Freilich Chanukah, a Lichtig Chanukah, and we will resume Amir Tashem on Tuesday with the new parak, Hameniach. As to whether or not the Shir tomorrow, let's try to circle the wagons later in the day and we'll see where we're holding. You don't know what your situation is going to be, right?
It all depends how much work is thrown at me when I get home.
Right, I understand. Okay. And you'll let me know what you want to do. So you'll call my wife back. My Shalom Bayis. Okay.
Good.
Have a good day.
I heard it quickly. I heard from Rav Mordechai Talmud. There's two parts to Neres Hanukkah. There's one, the actual lighting, and there's also Ner Yishvei Vesa. There's also Locha. You have to light in your own house. Okay. So if you go away for some reason... So you live by your parents or you're married.
Right.
Someone
right.
else in your house that you live in needs the light for you. In order to be Yotzei, the mitzvah of Ner Yishvei Beso. Part of the mitzvah of Ner Yishvei Beso. And then the actual lighting, you can either do yourself somewhere else or you can be mishtati for someone else.
Right, it's a very nice idea. It's to dinim in Ner Hanukkah.
A lot of people, it's better not to, but a lot of people go away on Shabbos, Hanukkah. And it's very important that you should have someone else at home in mind.
To be yotzi
for you, for Ner Yishvei.
Ner Yishvei. All right, you have to go. Okay, you coming home for Shabbos?
Yeah.
Okay. Love to see you. I saw your dad this morning.
Yeah.
Also, we can dial Minchin probably in 2 minutes if you want to join us.
You can Skype into that.
So tell the guys what to do about the Google chat. They don't seem...
No. Shlomo, what happened was, I just don't remember the password. Yeah, I know. I just didn't have time to...
Don't they have I forgot my password? What's the matter?
Yeah, no. But that's...
What's the matter?
I don't think there's a Gmail account. I think it's just a Google...
Shlomo Eisenberg?
No, you have to have a...